Right now.
I think that we should declare the month of June is pro-life month. And I would like to say that on June 24th, 2022 was one of the greatest moments in U.S. history. It was the moment when Roe v. Wade was overturned.
So, of course, this is James Calkins, Commissioner in Santa Rosa County, District 3, and talking about a measure that he has introduced to be voted on today in the morning meeting. It was an add-on item, and so it cannot be a consent item. It has to be discussed. I think that's how that works. That's normally how that works. This kind of came up in the meeting as they were talking about it, but because of the Dobbs decision last year,
Santa Rosa County citizens, by a vote of 60%, declared Santa Rosa County to be a pro-life sanctuary. So this is something that the voters would like.
And
the great part about it, that if we today declare Santa Rosa County the month of June pro-life month, we will be the first county in the state of Florida that leads this effort.
And so he offered it without objection to put it on, you know, to do this for June. Sam Parker says,
no objection. I just think for procedural wise, make a motion to move that to Thursday's agenda, regular agenda, and have an actual like a resolution that the board can vote on. That way you've got what you just stated, but that way we've got it material and we can vote on that, and something that impactful. And I know where your heart is. I think that's something that we need to have, a material that we can show and present. This is what we vote on. The board can take a vote, and then probably, I'm sure there would be an issue that passionate, probably be some advocacy groups or somebody that would want to be here for that.
Yeah, two of the exact right things, which is put it on the regular agenda. That's going to allow the people who are interested in this issue to show up to the meeting today, pro and con, and to, you know, make their pleas. So I would expect today's Santa Rosa County Commission meeting to be a bit of a circus over this topic. That's kind of been that way in the past whenever this comes up. Then again, you know, the people who are in favor of the ability to seek an abortion, they might not care. They might not bother to show up because they figure this is already baked in, done deal. Why bother? But, you know, people are very passionate about this subject, of course, so may well. We'll see. But the other thing that Sam brought up, you know, of course, it's important to make sure that you've got the actual resolution. The actual resolution as written says, resolution to designate the month of June as pro-life month in celebration of Supreme Court's historic ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, whereas Scripture reveals that all human life is created in the image of God and therefore sacred to our Creator, Genesis 1:27-9:6, and whereas the Bible affirms that the preborn child is a person bearing the image of God from the moment of conception, Psalms 139:13-16, and Luke 1:44. This is all in the resolution. Whereas the United States Supreme Court ruled in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization to overturn its harmful decisions in Roe v. Wade of 73 and Planned Parenthood v. Casey of 92, which combined led to more than 63 million preborn lives lost during the past 49 years. And whereas Santa Rosa County citizens have recognized the sanctity of life in the womb and reaffirmed pro-life ethic by a supermajority vote. And whereas the Florida legislature, the governor of Florida, and the citizens of our state had enacted laws to end abortion in our state once Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey were overturned. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Santa Rosa County Commissioners that we designate the month of June as pro-life month in celebration of the Supreme Court's historic ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. Now, therefore, be it further resolved, this resolution shall become effective immediately on adoption of the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners. Done and adopted by Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners as a duly noticed public meeting this day of 22 of June 2023. Now, here's what was kind of interesting. Sam said, well, there's only about a week left in June, bro.
No objection. I just think for procedure.
Oh, sorry. Here it is. Sorry about that.
The last item about the declaring the month pro-life month, just a suggestion. 100% support it. I think I'm abundantly clear on that issue. Just want to throw out to maybe just to chew on between now and Thursday, because really you don't have to make the decision today. If we were going to do that, I would just ask you to consider maybe even doing that for the month of July. And I say that, again, I've never thought about this other than before you brought it up, for the timing. I feel like it might shortchange the spirit that you're trying to do of to pass that on whatever the date would be, 23rd of June. So you only got 7 days of the month left. Usually if you declare a month of something, we do it at the beginning.
So he totally supports it. In fact,
I will support it either way. I'll support all 12 months being pro-life month. But I think in the spirit of just maybe consider that.
So maybe make it July, since we only got a week left of this month. But the reason that James Calkins wants to do it for June is...
I appreciate your support on that. This is a very important issue. The reason why June is chosen was because that was the month that Roe v. Wade was overturned. Other states have already started, you know, moving June in that direction.
So it's something that other states are already doing for this month, and we don't want to be like the only one who picked July, you know. So, and in future years, obviously, that's kind of the idea. So they'll vote on that this morning. I expect there'll be at least some vigorous discussion and debate about that. But you never know. Like I said, people might just say, oh, what's the point of showing up? 6:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns. Taking a look at Highway 90 in Milton, not showing any problems there. It looks like everything is traveling at posted speeds in both directions. Of course, 98 clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola, and the 3 mile bridge not showing any delays. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, one of the things that people say, and I know I've felt the same way about used car dealerships, is the feeling that, you know, you just kind of go in there with your battle armor on, hoping not to get taken advantage of, right? I mean, that's because that's how it feels. It feels so adversarial, and it doesn't have to be that way. I know from experience, because I bought a car at Frontier Motors, and it just wasn't that way. We weren't going to buy a car. We were just looking to test drive, but they're like, well, do you want to see a price after we test drove the car? And it was flawless, exactly what we wanted, just not yet. And we're like, sure, we'll look at a price. Oh, that's a good price. Well, okay, but can you come down just a little bit? Yes. Can you give us a day to think about it? Yes. Can you come down just a little bit more? Yes. Can we buy it? Yes. Like, that's how our process was. And the reason I say that is because I just felt comfortable the whole way through. I never had any of that icky feeling. You know what I mean? I just felt good about everything, basically every step of the way. They were easy to work with. No pressure, no harassment, none of that kind of stuff. In fact, you know, like the exact opposite. They just kind of made us feel like, you know, do this, don't do this, whatever's good for you. We just want to be here for you. And I loved that. That's why I recommend them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
No soup for you! Come back 1 year!
Cisgender is not necessarily the way to be. If you are talking about the fact that cisgender is the norm, that you identify with the gender, that with the sexual organ that you're born with, yeah, or you're weird, that's basically what you're saying, which is really despicable.
I know it's hard to hear because it's one of these sort of illicitly obtained recordings. What you have there is a teacher in the UK talking to a student, basically had pulled the student aside to scold him because he was being, in the words you might have barely made out there, despicable and in need of re-education and bigoted because he says that there are only two genders and, you know, he's cisgender. And the proximate cause of all of this is because at Rye College, this is a secondary school, that's high school level, in East Sussex, was it eighth grade maybe? I don't know. Their system is a little bit different than ours. Anyway, it's not a university in any case because Rye College can throw you off. This reason that the student was in trouble was because the student refused to recognize the species identity of another student who believes that she's a cat.
Okay. And I'm stopping typing.
You've got not making it up, not kidding, not exaggerating. You've got a student who identifies as a cat and wants to be called a cat and referred to as a cat. And he had the audacity to call her a girl. To say that you're not an animal, that you're a girl. And in this classroom, the student who refused to call the girl, the trans species cat, a cat, got in trouble from the teacher for being so bigoted and narrow-minded and not recognizing her true identity. The Telegraph is the paper that's been doing good reporting on this, said that teaching assistants at other schools in the UK have been taking children who identify as horses out to canter. They have been feeding strips of meat to those who consider themselves to be dinosaurs. There's a student that thinks he's a moon, who wears a cape, apparently, and believes he can give curses onto people. And so this is what, the next frontier? This is, you know, the next sort of the evolution of the furry concept is not just kind of liking to pretend to be a cat, but really believing that you're a cat. Really believing that, you know, you should have separate preferred pronouns like cat self. You know, this is not Friday. This is not transgressors. This is a news story. The student in question is in the 11th year. That'd be a junior, right? Began using the pronoun cat self in year 9 when the whole thing with the neo-pronouns started. Prefers to answer questions from the teacher by meowing. And is, of course, disrupting class because when you ask a question, the child meows. You aren't getting an answer, and it's distracting to everybody else, and, you know, this is not something that they're like 6 years old or doing this. This is a, you know, a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old. So here we are. You know, we're talking about trans species children who, you know, I guess suffer from species dysmorphia. And maybe somewhere down the line we can look into remedial surgeries to, like, add whiskers and to add fur and to crop ears and add tails. And, you know, I mean, is that the next wave of things that we're going to be looking into? You would say, well, that's absurd. Where's that line anymore? 625 on News Radio 92.3.
Read your texts. oh my gosh, there's some. One says they need to identify as jackasses.
All of them need to identify. In my day, if I said call me a cat, my teacher would have popped me good and to straighten me out. Somebody here says normalization of mental illness. They have the nerve to call detractors the jackbooted tyrants. All of them need to identify as jackass. Well, that's an animal, right? You know, so there you go. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Funny, man. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. This is brought to you by David's Catfish House. They're on Dogwood Drive in Milton, and it looks like everything is running smoothly right now. Traffic is going at posted speeds. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. That's on the west side, of course. Traffic tips, text them in, along with your funny comments, or whatever. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I know in a way this is like at the same time as we do Transgressors, and I know I'm already like kind of robbing from tomorrow's show a little bit to say it, but right. I mean, speaking as a person identified as human at birth, just like, what's nuts anymore? I don't
you
know.
You weren't
Where's
around at
line?
Your birth. I mean, you were, but you don't remember it. You may have been. I can't even take that.
My parents got me wrong. You know, I was really a dog.
I was adopted. Maybe I'm a cat.
Whatever happened to that asteroid?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm saying, dude, I'm right here.
Somebody says, and they'll want the government to pay for the whiskers. Oh man! And Western society is doomed now that this has been allowed to metastasize. I mean, just, you know, bring on the asteroid. I'm not even afraid of it anymore. Oh, look, I see. Yes, okay, so Channel 3 is doing a good feature on Community Cat Day and adoptions, and we're seeing that Candy was really born a cat. So, okay, all right, cool. And if we could just bring out your true inner feline nature, you know, feline alignment surgery.
Like when I fight other females and lick my hands.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Wait.
Yeah. Rescue crews continuing the search for the missing sub that was exploring the Titanic's wreckage. An airplane did detect underwater banging noises earlier this week. The clock ticking down. Oxygen expected to deplete today. An important note for anybody with milk allergies, Tostitos has issued a recall for its avocado salsa dip. The company says it could contain an undeclared milk allergen. Although if you identify as a cat, you might enjoy that. And the world's oldest tennis tournament is rolling out AI to provide commentary this year. Next month, Wimbledon plans to use artificial intelligence to provide audio commentary on their highlight videos on both the app and their website.
Just as invigorating as the native British speakers. No, can I say this? I lived in England for a while. I can say this. Brit comedians... No. Don't tangle with them. Very, very, very sharp wit.
There's a guy named Jimmy Carr that looks like you, looks so sweet.
Yeah,
this is
like a kind old man, like a middle-aged man, right? But then...
Not middle-aged. You guys both look very young.
Fair enough.
Oh, my gosh, dude. He will cut you off at the knees.
Yeah. I'm not a heckler, but I will participate in a comedy show. And I remember participating in an American comedy show and feeling like that became unfun. And I remember participating in a British comedy show. That was really unfun, but it was very funny.
It's so funny because they're so sweet and polite,
right,
and they're
yeah.
the most savage,
so dainty
comedians.
Look, it's tea time, right?
Yeah.
And then you know.
With a pinky up, drinking tea,
that's
he
right.
will make you rethink your life.
437-1620. Somebody here says, "I'm pretty sure I couldn't keep a straight face if somebody purred at me." Maybe it's a preference. I wonder if she prefers the meow mix dryer with milk for breakfast. You guys are savage.
That's a good point. What are they eating if they're cats?
Well, how dare you? How dare you even be species normative?
But I would totally identify
and
as a cat.
Deny
if I
their reality
it was cool.
And mock them as though this isn't a real thing.
All right.
Who knew Pinocchio was predictive like 1984? Now we have kids turning into literal, you know, I don't love saying those words, but yeah, you get what I'm saying. 437-1620. I think the school could safely say to the parents, our staff are not qualified to train cats or moons or anything else, so your child needs to be removed. At some point, the school is obligated to teach human children. Do they get litter boxes? Are they spayed and neutered? I should just let y'all do the show. It's so good. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
The Escambia School Board has approved the contract for their interim superintendent. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The search continues, but by now, the Coast Guard estimates a tourist sub missing since Sunday with five people on board and a trip to the Titanic will have run out of oxygen.
We're learning there have been several technical issues in the past with the sub. A vlogger said when he was on the sub, it lost contact for 2 hours, and one of the two batteries suddenly drained, forcing the trip to end early.
Fox is Ashley Strohmeyer. The House votes to censure California House Democrat Adam Schiff, accused of falsely accusing former President Trump of colluding with Russia.
The Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation to represent Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
You honor me with your enmity. You flatter me with this falsehood.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Congressman Schiff on the House floor there. McCarthy pulled Schiff off the House Intelligence Committee when Republicans took control of the House this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 News Radio, 92.3, 74 right now, sunshine in Pensacola. Well, with no discussion, the Escambia School Board unanimously approved a contract for interim superintendent Keith Leonard. Leonard set to receive a salary of $160,000 along with incentives based on performance evaluations. He'll also receive $700 a month in car and business-related expenses. During the public comment portion of Tuesday's meeting, Leonard received a lot of support.
I really hope that everyone will really rally behind him and allow him to lead this district as our superintendent. I really personally don't know Keith very well, but I know a lot about him, and I've admired him for many years.
Leonard's contract will run through June 30th of 2024, and if no permanent replacement is found or if the board wants to, his contract could be renewed for another term with a majority vote. The town of Century should look quite festive this Christmas. Their town council approved spending some money on garland to update their Santa Claus decoration in Nadine McCaw Park. They're also looking at spending about $33,000 on new lighted decorations that'll go on just about 50 utility poles that run along North Century Boulevard. They'll be discussing the new lighted decorations at an upcoming meeting. And city officials say redoing their Christmas decorations will make the town celebration go to a new level this year. Tropical Storm Brett, a little bit meaner today. It's set to unleash over the Leeward Islands today and tonight. Meanwhile, Robbie Berg from the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression Number 4 is also formed in the central Atlantic.
Right now, the forecast track for this system looks like it's going to remain just to the northeast of the Lesser Antilles, potentially staying over the open ocean over the central Atlantic. So at this point, no direct impacts to land expected.
And Berg says a Hurricane Hunter airplane is on standby to get a closer look at that storm. Congressman Matt Gaetz wants a detailed plan from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on how the DOD could re-engage and re-enlist service members that were kicked out because of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
We're not a stronger military as a consequence of this vaccine mandate. When we've asked people in force posture hearings again and again before this committee, are we stronger without the hundreds of pilots, without the special operators, without the people in the Guard and the reserves that have been driven out?
And during a hearing yesterday, Austin indicated he could write up a plan for that. Gaetz introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would require a report be done. Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins wants it on record that the county does not support pornographic books in public school libraries. He's bringing forward a resolution asking for just that. At this morning's meeting earlier this month, the board heard from Vicki Baggett, a teacher at Escambia Northview High School.
When I started checking into Santa Rosa County Library's books, I actually emailed the head of the Library Media District Center. Her email back to me was that there were no inappropriate books whatsoever in Santa Rosa School District. I beg to differ.
And the Santa Rosa County chapter of Moms for Liberty has been more directly involved with the school district in calling for about 65 books to be removed from their school libraries. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and time to get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there right now?
Not a lot of people thinking they're cats, so they're just, I'm just kidding. That's such a weird story, isn't that weird? We do see one accident. This is in Milton. It's Garcon Point Road, right near the Love's Truck Stop in Milton and Sundial Boulevard. So caution there, not showing a roadblock. Use caution, of course, wherever you are. You know that traffic tip. 6437-1620. News Radio 92.3 and 4. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. 6:35, ride meow. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Typical showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high near 87 degrees, 50% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. We're going to be seeing our typical summertime pattern continue for your Friday with a 50% chance of rain, highs in the upper 80s, lows Friday night near 72. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Financial institutions have long relied on human judgment to calibrate systems that help spot potentially risky transactions and customers. Now, Google Cloud wants them to let its artificial intelligence technology take greater control of that process. Alphabet's Cloud Business has announced the launch of new AI-driven anti-money laundering products. Like many other tools already on the market, the company's technology uses machine learning to help clients in the financial sector comply with regulations that require them to screen for and report potentially suspicious activity. Investor Richard Hurwitz, with backing from an Abu Dhabi-based sovereign wealth manager, has emerged as a bidder for book publisher Simon & Schuster. Earlier this year, Paramount Global put Simon & Schuster back on the sales block. Its deal to sell the publisher to Penguin Random House was blocked last year on antitrust grounds following a U.S. Justice Department lawsuit. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Summer is here. Time for perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious Omaha Steaks. Here's an amazing offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter hourly into the search bar. Save over 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack and receive 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Type hourly into the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. omahasteaks.com, keyword hourly.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to PGTWindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local meow. We've got Wes Moreno joins us. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Hey, good to have you. Well, let's start with the big news of last week. Obviously, the storm that hit Escambia County. Most of the damage out on the beach, I think, other than the flooding that took place at the Forest Creek Apartments. But I have to imagine that there are areas of the county that got pretty bad damage that we just haven't really heard about on the news, but nevertheless required some serious attention either during or after the storm. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot of trees, a lot of vegetative debris come down throughout the night. And I'm a public works guy, so I'm going to brag on public works right off the bat. They were out at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, throughout the night, around the clock, clearing roads, making sure the roads were open. And by the morning, we had most of the trees and most of the roads cleared from fallen trees and vegetative debris. There were some areas that did experience some flooding, of course. And, you know, those areas that experience the flooding are areas that lie, like Forest Creek, they lie on the edge of Jones Swamp, or they lie on the edge of a creek that also serves as a drainage way. And so they do experience flooding when we have these 15, 16, 17-inch rain events. So, unfortunately, we did have some houses that got that water, that did get water in them. I will say this, though. I will say there are a lot of areas of the county that historically had flooded that did not flood. And some of that, even since Sally, some of the projects we've built, constructed, some of the money we've put in the ground, if you will, absolutely worked well. And I would say our level of flooding was much less throughout this event than in prior events. And some areas that did flood, like Forest Creek, it did take longer for them to reach that stage, even though they did flood. It did take longer. But overall, I think our drainage infrastructure fared well. Our crews responded flawlessly. EMS, fire, law enforcement, sheriff's department, they're just such good partners, and they orchestrate well. We orchestrate well here. And it was, it was a pre-event, I guess. That'd be a practice event for us. But we do it well, and we had a hurricane exercise a couple of weeks ago, and
yeah,
the guy was asking questions, say, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this? And finally, I just said, listen, we're going to handle it. That's what we do. There's enough experience in this room at the Emergency Operations Center that there's not much most of us haven't faced. I mean, I've been in this business for 30-something years. I've been through hurricanes. I've been through landfill fires. I've been through ice storms. I've been through tornadoes. I've been through flooding events. And everybody in that room, there's enough experience in that room that has been the same. And so when you bring the law enforcement piece together and FPNL piece together and us and EMS and Red Cross, we're pretty good at it, honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I agree with you that a lot of the projects that have been done have made things better so that they either, if they do flood, they flood later or not as badly or not at all. And that's, that's very good news. I will say the one thing I've been thinking about with this is had a good conversation with Jonathan Owens last Friday when we were doing storm coverage. And, he kind of made a point that got me thinking about something you've said many times, which is, you're short of personnel. Okay. You're short of personnel kind of across the board. In some divisions, it's worse than in others. But in order for the flood mitigation infrastructure to work properly, you have to be able to mow the grass and remove the limbs and prevent the blockages and make sure that the pits are properly maintained so that they drain properly. And, things like I saw the one in Old Palafox in Kenwood that was full. I'd never seen it full, and it was overflowing onto the street. You couldn't drive the street and that kind of stuff. And I never know whether that's just it exceeded capacity or whether they just haven't been maintained the way they should be if we were fully staffed. So my question is, do you have the staff in your mind that you need in order to make sure that all of that stormwater infrastructure is properly prepared so that if a storm hits, it works the way it's supposed to?
Well, the good thing in public works is we have been able to ramp back up. We were 50, at one point we were 60 or 70 people down. We have just a handful of vacancies in public works right now, which to us seems fantastic.
That's great.
From where we were. Yeah, that's fantastic. And the other thing that we're doing that we've done and that the manpower shortage has kind of made us take a look at is we have contracted out a holding pond maintenance for the first time last year. And so, you know, when, and I say this all the time, in 2007, 2008, we had 300 and some ponds. We're at 1,000 ponds right now.
Wow.
And we keep accepting infrastructure every meeting.
Right.
So every meeting, you'll hear the board, hey, we accept the final plat for whatever the subdivision is.
One, two, three in a week, yeah.
So here comes more holding ponds, mm-hmm. comes more asphalt, it comes more curb and gutter that has to be swept. The one thing I can say that's positive is, you know, with our, we've increased our code to a 100-year event pond and even conveyance. We've increased our conveyance capacity, which has helped immensely in flooding events. But still, when you're having that kind of a rain event and you get 15 inches in 2 or 3 hours, you really can't design your way out of that. I mean, you're doing the best you can. Our infrastructure worked well, but still, it's hard to design your way out of that kind of a rain event because you just can't do it. I mean, 15 inches of rain, 2 or 3 hours, that's you just don't design for that. You
right.
can't build
right.
you can't build your way out of it either.
And you know, I know it's sort of a weird way to look at it, but I even look at the tornado and think, you know, I was talking about this yesterday, like, if that tornado had started about 5 miles, you know, northwest of where it really started, it would have cut a path right across residential areas instead of what we sort of got weirdly lucky about, that it went over the water and then went to the beach where they're hurricane defended. So it's, you know, could have been a whole lot worse for that. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Wes. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. And local farmers want to let you know Florida watermelons in season right now. Learn more. Follow freshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything's running fine right now. Accident Garcon Point Road right near the Love's truck stop, but as I understand, not a roadblock right now. And certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, I'm sorry, your texts are funny. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now back to Escambia County Administrator Wes Miaureno. somebody sent that one in. I couldn't resist.
That's what I get for checking traffic text.
I know,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, just a quick thing. Is Juneteenth an official Escambia? Like I thought it was, and then I went looking on Monday, and I couldn't find anything to confirm that it was. Is it? Isn't it? Were you guys closed Monday?
We were. It is an official county holiday.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Last
okay.
year, or maybe the year before last, was the first observance of Juneteenth.
Okay.
But it is an official holiday. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying. Like I said, I had looked and I couldn't find anything to confirm, but I thought that I remembered that being the case. One thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, it's kind of been in the news, and I was going to ask you anyway. Part one of the OLF-8 question is, have you had any opportunity to suggest that we open the land up for public use as a park until it gets developed? And part two is, you know, Commissioner Bergosh has been talking on the news about a couple of other local entities that are interested. I know you've been meeting with Horton. Where are we at?
So we did meet with Horton last week, and it was a very, really good meeting. They asked a lot of questions, and we asked a lot of questions of them. And so it was more of an information gathering meeting for them and for us. And when we left, the way we left was that they were going to go back and look at their business model, I believe, and conceptual plan, and maybe update the plan, and then send us a counter offer at some point in time in the upcoming weeks. And that's how we left the meeting. As far as hearing from other entities, now Sterling was in that meeting, and they partnered up with D.R. Horton, so Sterling was in the meeting.
Okay.
And so, but beyond that, I have not officially heard or received any letters of interest or any offers or had any conversations with any other entity up to this point. Other than, let me back up. There was Blue Stem Partners a couple of weeks back who me and Allison met with virtually, and he was expressing some interest, and I think maybe he's kind of backed off a bit because we've not heard back from Blue Stem Partners.
Okay.
So today, as we said, D.R. Horton is who's at the table.
Okay. So the, at this point, we really only have the one as far as active, current, expressing interest proceeding. As far as you know.
As far as As in the communications I've had, they are it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That helps clarify things. And then just the last one, just because I want to give you a chance to talk for a moment about it. People may not realize it's Amateur Radio Week, and, you know, my dad and my grandfather were all ham operators and all that. And there's actually an exercise coming up, this weekend, I think, at Ashton Brosnahan. Is that right?
Yeah, there is. Sure is. 24th, 25th, the Amateur Radio Relay League Field Day, and they'll be setting up out there and, you know, setting up an emergency site, if you will, for emergency operations, communications, rather. And so they'll be having 2 days of field day and communicating with the ham operators across North America. And so it'll be a good 2 days. And, you know, they do play a role in our emergency response and other things. They kind of go unheard of, if you will.
Right.
But they are there, and they do provide a good service to Escambia County and all across North America, for that matter.
Yeah, they are a great sort of last and alternate line of information defense when bad things happen, and you don't realize you need them until you need them. Same happening in Santa Rosa County as well, and I'll tell you, my stepdad was WD8CYM, and my grandfather was WA8NUJ, and when you grow up in a ham family, these are the things you know. So, Wes Moreno, I won't say the other name, Escambia County Administrator, as always, Wes, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do, keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 651 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've been thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, I mean, just talk to her. Ask her your questions. You know, ask her the thing I was telling you about. Does the darker paint in the kitchen or in the living room or the, you know, the gray or the brown in the bathroom, is that going to help my home? Is that something that we should do? Is that worth the time it takes in order to change that to bump up the price? Does that make it easier to sell? Will we get more offers or not? You know, she'll know. She'll know the answer to that question, and she'll have an opinion, and she'll say, here, this is what you should do, because she's sold so many homes, you know, like more than 200 a year, and she will be able to look at your house and say, like, okay, this is going to get in your way. This is really a good thing. Focus on that. Like, it's just all of that kind of stuff, like the kinds of things you don't know until you know them, and you have the experience of having done it so many times that it's like second nature breathing to you. That's what it's like for her. Give her a call and get her expertise and then help her buy or sell your home. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Hey, dale, gusta la gasolina. Dame más gasolina. I never.
National average for gallon gas, 358. Florida's 336. Mississippi is 301. And California's 485. If you're in Navarre, 313 east and west of the Walmart. 310 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy. 333 in Proper and Milton. 324 at the Raceway. 319 in P Ridge at the Murphy there across from the Walmart. 339 at the stations in Pace. So it costs you 20 cents to go to Pace a gallon. 310 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. 319 at the Raceway down below I-10 is your much better price. And then coming in from the southwest side, 325 at several stations along Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. Pete Moore Imports. .com 655 Candy has traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing a lot. There's one accident, and this is in Milton, Garcon Point Road, right at the Love's truck stop in Milton at Sundial Boulevard, but not showing a roadblock this morning. That's good. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to do the job, but small enough to care. And you can call and get your free estimate now, 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. And again, traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text in from a friend, says, I've got a solution for your kids pretending to be cats problem. Go all in. Lean in the direction of the skid. Okay, you're a cat. Cats aren't allowed in schools. Cats must have rabies shots and other shots and a tag. Cats have to be spayed and neutered. Cats can't roam free or they go to the shelter. The parents would scream from the rooftops that you can't treat my human child that way. And then it's over. Your parent says you're a human, so you will act like one. Go all in. And to me, that is a perfect solution. I love it.
I'm very proud of you, actually, despite the glare.
He said, you got a cat, nip it in the bud. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Three people reportedly died after a tornado hit a small Texas town this week. It was in Matador, Texas. The tornado damaged a dozen buildings and prompted a search for people that could be trapped. The predicted surge of illegal migrants at the southern border hasn't been as big as predicted. The latest federal numbers showing a decrease in May. Encounters with would-be asylum seekers were down 25% compared to 1 year ago. And next week, Santa Rosa County is hosting Community Cat Day, guys. They're accepting feral cats to be fixed and neutered and spayed.
You gotta make an appointment. Yeah.
It's at the animal shelter next week.
Bring your species divergent child in.
I believe it has to be an actual cat. I don't know that.
Who are you to say what is a real cat and what is not?
Yeah, did you call
How
David?
Dare you?
I don't think so.
You're right. I retract my previous statement.
Species is in the mind. We know that. 658 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God. It's just...
Okay, here's a fun candy story. So when I was... Oh, we're going to do a few
Go on. No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Like, I was watching the Pink Panther, and somebody cut off his tail. It was a long, 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 long time ago. I was 4 years old. And so I was like, oh, my God, they cut off the Pink Panther's tail. So I told my parents, like, you know, they cut off my tail. Like, it's my tail or whatever. My dad... Like, I got spanked just once, and it was for waking them up to tell them the tail was cut off. And I mean, this sounds stupid or whatever, but it's like they nip it in the bud. You gotta, you know what? You're right.
You know, I hate to just generalize so broadly, but this is what happens when you don't spank. I know. But tell me I'm wrong.
This is why I don't have too many energy drinks, too. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you want to hear a story about how I got beat up? No, just
you
kidding.
Know,
not beat
I
up.
Am
He's
pretty
great.
Sure that children identifying as cats didn't get enough spankings as a kid. That's the shortest version of that I can come up with.
Don't say that.
It's true. Come
it's
on.
Not true.
You know, all right. Time for future news. That's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Pro-life month in June. Are they going to vote on that today in Santa Rosa County? For the resolution, are they going to make it pro-life month for June?
I thought it already was.
No, they got to do it. Today?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess they'll do it. Is that James McCaukins?
That is exactly right. Also, a message to the school board to stop it with the porn in the schools. Are they going to do that?
Stop porn?
Yeah, I guess.
Good.
Probably.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office official.